Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the garden guardian herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, I'm deep in it.
And it's episode 251, May 15th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have today Mars trine Neptune.
Inspire or be inspired.
Sandy's favorite day, Tuesday, May 16th, Jupiter ingress Taurus.
Solidify your opportunities.
Sandy's astro interesting day, Wednesday, May 17th, Jupiter square Pluto retrograde.
Arouse ambition.
And Thursday, May 18th, Sun sextile Neptune.
Sensitive and supportive.
Friday, May 19th, two transits, Mercury sextile Saturn.
Hit send.
And new moon at 28 degrees of Taurus.
Plant your rich garden.
Then Sandy's conflict day, Saturday, May 20th, Mars ingress Leo.
Woo woo!
And Mars opposing Pluto retrograde.
Yeah, hold on just a minute. Hold please on that woo woo.
Sunday, May 21st, Sun ingress Gemini.
You twins.
And Sun trine Pluto retrograde.
Cooperative discussions.
And on the horizon, we're going to discuss our I Can Do It event coming up this weekend, as well as some messages about the retreats coming up. Then in our house, spring is here and Sandy and I have been busy in the garden. So listen in and hear about those adventures. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, Garden Guardian. I like that one. I think this is like one of my favorite ones, and we're 251 episodes in.
I know, and you know, I'm in the Master Gardener's secret garden. Mm-hmm. My mom's garden, and you know, she's kind of unable to get out into her beds to mm-hmm. plant, and she's got, you know, that bed over there with the bridge, then she's got a gazebo bed, then she's got a prayer garden bed, then she's got a fireplace bed, then she has a courtyard bed, she has the rock wall, and that's just the backyard. Mm-hmm. So there's hanging baskets and areas that my sister
trellises. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then all those like really beautiful, like, are those like the looking glasses? What are those? Like kind of like the garden marble type of like big, circular,
big blown metallic balls.
Yeah.
And she's got one of my favorite things she has in here, which your cousin gave to her, is a big pole, stick pole, with our names of how far in miles
everybody
is from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Andrew,
does yours
and Rachel,
change? Does yours change now that you're there?
No. You and me are the same.
Yeah.
But Andrew and Rachel's has changed. They've gotten from Harbor, Maine, to Cincinnati versus the new Louisville. So that's changed. True. Anyway, she's got a lot of little, you know,
loving things in the garden. I think that's important. Sheep
and lambs and, you know, looking glasses, like you say, and fairies and all kinds of stuff, and hummingbird feeders. Oh yeah. Okay. So it's a menage thing.
Yes. Beautiful.
The garden.
So let's go direct to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for listening in and tuning into this podcast every week. I have a message from DG from Illinois. She says, insightful and uplifting. As usual, Sandy is able to make you feel inspired and energetic for your future. She is able mm-hmm. to shed light on recent occurrences and anticipate future happenings headed your way in a positive light that motivates your best self. Always so grateful for Sandy and my life after our readings.
Oh my goodness.
That's a good one.
That's a massive hug. Thank you for that. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, let's move into the transits where we have a big week ahead.
Busy. Lots going on.
So today, Monday, May 15th, Mars trine Neptune.
Inspire or be inspired. You know, we've got Mars here coming to the very, one of the very last degrees of Cancer. So use your craftiness to move yourself freely. You know, maybe there's a singing lesson or a rhythmic poem that you are finding some sort of dance lesson or something that's just kind of has patterning to it. Mm-hmm. Because it's trine the Neptune. So it's about being creative and being inspired to move into the imagination period. I like this aspect.
Mm-hmm. And your favorite day is next, which is Tuesday, May 16th, Jupiter ingress Taurus.
I know, my favorite day. So Jupiter's out of Aries now, will not go back into Aries for another 11 years.
Right.
Moved into Taurus. And so anyone having any major planets in Taurus, any personal planets, their sun, their angle like you, an angle like me, you have it on your ascendant, I have it on my midheaven. This is about solidifying opportunities. Put your mark into it. You know, we have to think about Jupiter as the planet of expansion and growth and abundance, which brings, you know, Barbara Shermer, love her. And she always talked about Jupiter being the cosmic Santa Claus, like it brings gifts from the cosmos. And in Taurus, Earth, fixed Earth. So make your mark, you know, like it's kind of like a concrete mark with your handprint. Make your mark, solidify these opportunities, make your dream a reality, make tangible, very slow, steady, making the mark, press it, right? Because we have to think about the slowness, the fixed modality of Taurus. So manifestation can open up these possibilities. You know, once you say yes to something, you're then taking your time and your delivery. It's not quick like Jupiter was in Aries. Quick. It's like slow and methodical and programmed. So,
and also, you know, committed.
Set your sights on financial values, because Taurus is ruled by Venus, and Jupiter going into Taurian at this placement, you know, can create a richness of Jupiter rules wealth. Right. So what are your values? What are your setting your sights on? What do you invest in for long term? Now it stays here until May 26th of 2024. It does not retrograde out. It stays while it's retrograde. It stays in the middle of Taurus. We'll talk about that when it retrogrades in September. And actually, we're going to be on our Greece retreat when Jupiter stations retrograde at 15 degrees of Taurus. So, you know, we'll talk more about that, but we'll talk about more about that. So finding this women, you know, Jupiter is about global, international, inclusive, everyone. That in moving into Taurus, women, women's rights, arts, values, finances. I know, just interesting. I don't know. I'll hold this thought. Never mind. I was just going to give a bit of news that I found out interesting. Who's going to be running Elon Musk's Twitter accounts? It's a woman.
Oh, I had no idea.
And she's being appointed next week, which is right here about this Jupiter into Taurus, right? So bringing more feminine, female into the global market. So I'll be paying attention to women's rights this whole year.
Cool. And your astro interesting day, Wednesday, May 17th, Jupiter square Pluto retrograde.
So this is a square. It's Jupiter to Pluto. And I really want to point out that this happens at 0 degrees. This is a 0 degree mark, you know, right where Pluto's sitting in Aquarius at 0 degrees. This is one of three aspects that will be happening this week. Again, busy week. Mm-hmm. Three aspects to the 0 degrees of Aquarius, of this Pluto. So you know, there, this is a profound week. There's some rumblings possibly happening that we can feel kind of under the surface, because Pluto is the ruler of the underworld, right? Mm-hmm. So let's get back to Wednesday the 17th. So Jupiter making this trine, and it's only one time. Jupiter does not come back to the 0 degree mark in his retrograde. So it's striving for success with compromise, right? Because it's a square. So it's like, if you're unclear or unethical or unmoral, any of those or dishonest, any trying to skirt the law,
yeah,
it will not work. You cannot get away with it. It'll put you in a bind and possibly take you to court.
Okay, right? Good to know.
So, you know, repair or restore to improve that thing. What is it you want to improve? Now, we talk about Pluto here, so it can bring an obsessive nature to the surface, right? So it's like, in other words, to bring tolerance to your world beliefs, because there's a compromise here. So it's about bringing things up, right? This obsessive mm-hmm. nature that you might have in order to work through things. But to work through things has to be on board. It has to be judicial. Jupiter right. is about the law and holds judges. So you don't want to be in front of a judge because you did something, you know, out of regulatory order. So stay on top, because this can be an unstable, but it also gives you this power to move forward if you're doing things the correct way.
Okay. And Thursday, May 18th, Sun sextile Neptune.
Sensitive and supportive. You know, help those around you, even if they don't ask, because someone needs you. You know, how many times do you say, do you need anything? And they go, no, I'm fine. Well, go do something for them. Go bring them a Twinkie, which is so weird why I said Twinkie, but it's so weird. I'll hold that story as well. Or what we were laughing about, ding dongs, right? Or any of those hostess treats, is bring something to somebody, a plant, a card, even though somebody says, hey, I'm good, I don't need anything.
You don't have to ask. You got to do it. Complete yeah. that task. Yep. And Friday, May 19th, we have two transits. First is Mercury sextile Saturn.
Right. So this is hit send. Now, this is the third pass of Mercury. You know, Mercury's direct now, still in Taurus at 6 degrees, making his final third out of three sextile aspects, which sextiles are opportunities. Mm-hmm. So we're going to want to go ahead and know what we're doing, like hit send. Your preparation has paid off. So these last 6 weeks should be paying off right about here. So you're ready to sign on the responsibility line. April 5th was the first pass. And so what message, what was working around April 5th, we were in Bali at the time. And actually is right around that time when I was setting up my next two retreats in Bali. So here's where we're probably going to be talking more about it, to get some of the early bird prices for the Bali 2024. So that's mm-hmm. what I was doing on April 5th. So now it's time to bring that message forward, bring it out, express it, because it's your hold, your delay, your inability to say something has paid off.
And the second transit of that same day, Friday the 19th, the new moon at 28 degrees of Taurus.
Right. So this happens at 10:53 a.m. Central Time on Friday the 19th. It's a new moon. So the new moon are together in the sky. We can't see the moon. Plant your rich garden. It's in Taurus. The moon is exalted in Taurus. So this is really about enriching the earth, the ground, what it is what you value, what you want to set in stone. If we think about the sun and the moon, both at 28 Taurus, we've got the Mars making a sextile with reception. And we've got Neptune making a sextile with the new moon from the Pisces area. And we have trine, and here we go again with the trine to Pluto. So I like this new moon. I think it's where you can set things into stone.
Yeah.
Plant roots, yeah. Something that you need
plant
to
plant things into soil too.
We always say new moons are the time to plant a seed, right? To set an initial program and set your sights forward. This truly is in Taurus.
In a great time.
It's not having any hard aspects. So that's also a plus.
And moving on to Saturday, May 20th, your conflict day. And I know this first transit of the two is not the reason, but let's start off with that Mars ingress Leo.
Woo-woo! Woo-woo. Whatever you want to call that, it's back in action. Mars is back in a fire sign, Leo. Mars was in fall in a water Cancer sign. So Mars was in fall, had no ability or resources or power to take some sort of initiative, motivative action. Now it's moving into a fire sign. So it's drying off fast and it has more passion. It's more interested in activation. So it's kind of like the Speedy Gonzales of fun.
Right? Okay.
How do you spell fun or say fun in Spanish?
Divertido.
Divertido.
Yeah, close.
Speedy Gonzales of divertido.
Divertido.
Divertido. Say that three times, everybody. So that's good because he's drying off, coming out of the water, being ready to activate fire. Let's go. Spread his wings. Let's go. However, 12 hours later, so by 10 p.m., Mars butts up right into opposition to Pluto at the 0 degrees.
And that's our second transit of the day, Mars opposing Pluto retrograde.
And I call this just a moment. Hold, please. Hold on that. Woo-woo. Hold on that activation of fire sign. Hold on, we're running right into an opposition to Pluto. So this is coming on strong, maybe too strong, right? Mm. These are the two, you know, Pluto is a power, the nuclear power planet, and Mars is the fire active, the match, you know, the striking of the lighting the lighter, right? The whoosh, striking the match. So having this opposition, and that means they're in direct line with each other. So getting too close to something that can blow up, right? So watch where you drive, watch what you're getting too close to, you know, be cautious here. Everyone may be too, you know, kind of vicious with ambition, right? So even though it's like, I'm ready to go, Mars is like, I'm ready to go, and runs right into a power play. All right. So too close to the nuclear power plant. So I'm wondering if this is some sort of public confrontation that we'll be watching in the news. So we will be watching this on Saturday, the 20th, if there's some battle of two power forces that are opposing one another. They don't agree. They're complete opposite sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why it's my conflict day of the month.
Yes. And Sunday, May 21st, Sun ingress Gemini.
You twins, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Gemini.
Yeah, this is at 2:09 a.m. When the sun moves into Gemini. And have it your way, or have it your way, or have it your way, or have it your way, and then I'll have it my way. It's like two twins trying to do both at the same time.
Right.
It works better.
Yes. And you have a second transit of that same day, Sun trine Pluto retrograde.
Right. Here's again that 0 degree mark of Aquarius that gets hit several times this week. This is cooperative discussions. So this is the sun making a trine, easy follow through energy of self-confidence emerges. Now, we all always know that when the sun is in a trine to any of the outer planets, it really does mean that the planet has just retrograded or just stationed direct. So it's moving in an opposite direction. So here it's retrograding. So self-confidence emerges, dealing with the darker sides to make the corrections, right? Don't they say that, you know, we need the darkness to let the light in? So this is has interest and ease to make any corrections that are faulty. And having the vitality and the wherewithal and the ego power to say, you know what, that's just a chicken wing. I can get over that. That's nothing. Mm-hmm. So to have the cooperative, because it's in Gemini, right? The sun had just gone into Gemini about 6 hours earlier. So it's about having, you know, discussions that are profound, they're deep, they're big. So go ahead, go there. You're not trying to solve anything here. You're just trying to put something on the table.
Okay.
Put your thoughts on the table.
And that is a big week.
That's a big week.
That's a very big week. So let's move into talisman times. No finish, no upcoming. However, we do want to remind everyone that the talisman of the month for May is to gather successfully in group activity. This talisman is on the website now and on special. If you want to take a look at it, go ahead and click the link in the show notes. This talisman in particular is an affirmation with, I understand this message. In fact, I feel it. We all get along extremely well. The current members welcome the new ones.
Mm.
And on and on and on, right? And really growing in group activity. So that's a really wonderful talisman for collecting that community. So let's move into On the Horizon, where we have our first mention of one of our favorite communities, which is the I Can Do It Hay House event. That's this weekend, May 19th through the 21st in Tampa, Florida. So if you are around or you are ready for an adventure, we would love to see you there. And these events are activating and motivating, and you get to be around some really amazing people. So we highly recommend it.
It's a large keynote speaker list and breakout rooms. Super mm-hmm. excited to be in the mix. It's been 4 years, right? We were scheduled to do this as a vendor. We do all of the lucky us. I hope we continue to do all of the Hay House, but it got postponed. Mm-hmm. We were getting ready to go. It got postponed like everything else. And now they're back.
Right.
Yay.
I will mention the Greece retreat that is September 7th through the 14th. That is happening this fall. We are so excited. We do have availability. So make sure to get on the website. We do have the info page ready and waiting for you. So let's just discuss a little bit of the Greece retreat, because it's going to be pretty fabulous. We have
yep.
the pre-retreat, that part one, which is happening early on. That is basically touring Athens as well as a very sacred island off the coast of Greece. And right. then part two is the main retreat that is happening. That's the September 7th through the 14th. However, this
one week
on Amargos Island.
Amargos, and we ferry through the Aegean Sea. So if you are interested in mythology, mm-hmm. this is your retreat. So because we'll be going through the Aegean Sea, we'll be talking about how the Aegean Sea was named and the story along with that, with Theseus and his dad jumping over into the sea and then naming it the Aegean. We'll talk about that. But when we get to the island and we embark off of the ferry, we get picked up by this shuttle and go over the island to the other side into this port and go to the Agialis spa and resort. It's a 5-star. Trust me, we've never done a 5-star retreat.
Right. Before.
No. So I'm liking that we're upgrading a bit from some of our other ones. Although I would say Mexico is a 4-star.
Right.
And I would say 3-star. onto the island. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner is included in the cost. We'll be doing the classes, and I'm teaching them mythology in everyone's natal chart. I'm working with Bernadette Brady to look at the constellations of Perons, and I'll be having handouts. I started working on these already. I've shown you yours a little bit, but I want to hold some of that. We have a dedicated room that's all glass. Well, we can open it up if it's a beautiful day.
And look out to the Aegean Sea.
Oh, man. So, and there's going to be downtime for nice rest, pool, spa. There's an indoor pool. There's an outdoor pool. We'll be going on. There's tours that you can take. There's boat rides you can take. There's a, we'll be going on a, included in the cost is a day trip to Chola, where we'll have lunch there and some shopping and go to the monastery and go to where they filmed Deep Blue. And swim there. I wasn't planning on they're like, okay, everybody bring your bathing suits and we can swim at Deep Blue. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not. But when we got there, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to say no to swimming in this blue crystal clear, because there's just no manufacturing going on there, right? There's just no. So no, I happen to have, I looked down at what I was wearing and I'm like, I have a yoga bra on and yoga pants with another kind of top over it. I'm like, top off, yoga bra in the water. I swam in my yoga outfit and I'm so glad I did.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then I had a sarong that I kind of put on after. So that will be a day. You can sign up for extra ones. I did an extra one, which we distilled some absinthe.
Interesting.
Oh, I brought a bottle of homemade distilled absinthe home for my bathtub, not to drink. You can take cooking classes by Irene, Miss Irene. She is the owner of this. She's walks about the property and hi, hello. She teaches. Her son will teach the wine class. Oh my God, he's hilarious. And he plays the violin. And one night we'll have a Greek dance lesson. And oh my gosh. And you can head to bed early and we'll watch the sky at night. We'll be seeing Venus and Mercury in the morning sky, and we'll be seeing Mars, Saturn, and Jupiter in the night sky. So we'll be tracking some of those as the sun goes down and the moon comes up. We'll be in a crescent moon phase during this period. So we'll start to see the sun will go down and the crescent moon will start to go down. So it's going to be
beautiful. So I will skip over the rest of On the Horizon and move right into our house, where spring is here and you and I have been busy in the gardens. So
I know
I'm on my garden committee here in Chicago, and we have a historic building. So we always really like the garden to, you know, elevate and match the beauty of the building. So it has been a lot of spring cleaning, a lot of weeding, a lot of trimming, a lot of a lot of learning too. We undid all of the walkway kind of like
stepping stones.
Yeah. And took those all up, leveled the ground, put them back on. And now we pretty much have the courtyard to a good place. Now it's all about the side garden, which is a little bit more difficult because it's a very shaded and the grass seed doesn't always take. So we're curious to see how this year goes.
But I think there's a new product out there that you might want to look at that's not grass seed other than sod, but it's a it's seed that that's on filament. And you just lay this filament down and water it.
Okay. I think I've seen it before. It kind of looks like a coconut type of husk and it's got the seeds all in it.
Yeah. So me, you know, because, you know, I love gardening and living in my townhouse with a rooftop deck, I've had to carry up every season any plants that, you know, any annuals that I'm doing or bushes that I put up there, and I'm not doing it. I have a grill deck that I put my flowers on in the window boxes. I haven't done that. In fact, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio with my mom, who is a master gardener, and she is this massive 1 acre land that is mostly gardens.
Right.
And my sister and I just, you know, because my mom with her walker can get into the flower shops, get into some of her wholesale places that she goes, because everybody knows my mom. And she's pointing and we're picking up, no, I need a different pot. No, that one looks lopsided. No, let's get that one. I need 4 of those. Get me 7 of those. Now we need to go back. I should have gotten 14 of those, right? Things like that. Yeah. And so we're planting and fertilizing and moving, and she doesn't like that there. She's going to put that there. Weeding. And it's just really nice to get out into the ground versus, you know, planters.
Absolutely.
So I know how people feel when, you know, they're so excited when they go get their little tiny, you know, plants and then put it in the ground. Right.
Right.
And we're the hummingbirds, and we saw a hawk came down. I should show you that picture. Came down and tried to, I don't know if he was trying to build a nest in the rock garden right in front of me here. So just, and then the birds, right? It's like symphonic, where my mom and dad have built their houses, just going out and listening to nature and opening your eyes and feeling like you're in heaven. We were laughing the other day and said, Mom, when you go, you're not even going to know you've gone, because you're in heaven right now.
Right.
So when you open your eyes and you're in heaven, you're going to think you're just right in your backyard.
Right.
Because we were saying how Dad got to sit back here, you know, many a beautiful days in the summer. Mm-hmm. While Mom was on her golf cart, just doing her little deadheading and fertilizing, and Dad just sat up here and was like, this sounds like heaven. So we think about Dad when we're in the yard. So
yeah, it's beautiful. And really there is such a healing to witness being out and tending to a garden and getting the weeds out, you know, cleaning up, getting the debris out of there and tilling up the nice fresh soil and mulch and all of that good stuff. So I highly recommend it. Go out, take a look at your garden and do a little mini project, and you'll notice just the energy and relaxation that you can find there. So I think,
yeah. And one last thing, really cool. Someone came over and gifted her, because they know my mom loves hummingbirds, and she's not seeing a lot of them. I've only seen a couple, and usually they're more prolific, prolific at this time. Someone came over and gave her 4 plants that are called butterfly herb. No, not butterfly herb, hummingbird herb.
Hmm.
And it's an herb that draws, it's called hummingbird. And so we're going to plant that this afternoon and see if she can get her hummingbirds to come back.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So I think that's a wrap on our episode today. Thank you everybody for listening in again. Don't forget to send in your feedback. Give us those 5-star reviews that we love so much. It is our soul food. It keeps us going here on the podcast. So until next time.
I have one add-on. I know you like ZZ plants.
Yes.
Right? You love ZZ. Do you know about the new ZZ plant called Raven ZZ?
No, I don't.
Black.
I was gonna guess it was like a dark color.
It starts bright green and it turns black. It's so cool. Anyway, we had to go buy one. That's cool. All I wanted to add that. I wanted to add that little note.
Okay. Well, everybody remember, send us in those 5-star reviews. Give us your feedback. We love to hear it. You can also email me, alex@intentionbeads.com. And without further ado, and without any more last add-ons, I hope you have a great week and we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody. I hope you had a great Mother's Day.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.